Okay, we are here with Sok. I can say someone that in Italy and in my niche is quite new.
Yeah.
Because you made, I think, 4 concerts in Italy so far. Something in different location.
Yeah, we've toured Italy in a kind of weird way. We've obviously like done Milan on big tours, but we came back and did like a weird kind of rural tour where we did like 4 dates, like all around Italy, like in weird places that people wouldn't usually tour, I guess.
Yeah,
so we've done some shows.
I know, and I remember that I saw you the first time last year here in Groningen. It was in the theater upstairs.
Oh yeah.
And wow, it blew my mind.
Oh,
yeah. It was like, yeah. I'm an emotional person, so when I listen to emotional music, I don't mean emo in the weird thing. I am often touched by music and I flow emotion. I was listening to the previous interview and the guy was saying, you make sad music, but
yeah,
I mean, I think it's emotional, it's different, and it's more emotional because you play a kind of folkish music,
yeah,
that is more emotional than sad,
I think that as well. I feel like, I feel most kind of motivated or feel like I have to write something when I'm in a state of like being annoyed about something, being sad, like feeling some sort of very strong emotion. So I feel like that rubs off a lot of my music, and a lot of my music is quite intense or like can be quite dark, but is mainly quite honest and confessional, I think, but definitely emotional.
Yeah. Because I mean, you are alone on the stage.
Yeah.
And how is it? Because you know, playing live is always all about interacting with people and giving emotion.
I play with a band now mostly, and that definitely makes for it being, I feel a lot more, I mean, I feel comfortable on stage anyway when I'm solo, but it's like a whole different kind of experience through seeing a show that's solo and one that's full band. Mainly because the songs, I feel we, like, when it's a solo set, we play a completely different show, the different songs, and then when it's a band set, we just play the entire album, because it works best that way. I enjoy the band set more, but that's because I've played solo for like 3 years, and in the band set now, it kind of goes, it's really dynamic, and it goes from like really dark to really bright, a lot, and it's really loud, so I feel very comfortable and confident on stage, because I'm also, the guys that play with me are like my best friends, and yeah, it's just like a really, it's like a really intense kind of experience, but it's really comfortable as well.
Yeah. It's like being with friends, family, and then
I guess pushing that on people as well.
Okay, and is there a couple of songs of your album that you feel the most, because like it's stupid to say?
I don't know, I feel like songs in the album that still mean the most to me and to play live, or like I get into the most, I guess, be like Be Nobody on the record, which I think like to date is probably my strongest lyrically written song. I think especially when we're on long tours, and some nights she'll just play a song, mainly kind of the solo songs, in the set, and I'll get really into it, or I'll feel really sad about it or something, I guess. Mainly because you're on tour and you're away from so much, and touring is very difficult. I think mainly then. Yeah.
Okay, and sorry for the question. I mean, you are maybe tonight the least pop artist.
Yep.
Because, you know, you are always so nice to express your opinion on.
Yeah.
You know, gay rights, bullying and every kind of bad things that happen in life.
Yeah.
But and all the other people are more pop, you know, maybe
people feel a bit more scared to comment on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you feel to relate so much with life being an artist? Because I mean, for Irish artist, it's kind of normal if you think even to Bono that he is a kind of saint for a
Saint Bono.
And so you know, it's a kind of normal, I think, for us Catholic.
I feel like for me, when I was growing up, and all the musicians I listened to would speak openly about a lot of things, and I grew up kind of with my parents bringing me to like bomb demonstrations and different kind of like peace protests and stuff. So I guess I've just always grown up with knowing that if you have an opinion that you feel would be positive and, you know, a good thing if it was shared, then you should do it. And I feel like specifically in this career and having the audience that I do, that when an issue happens or I have the opportunity to, you know, speak out against something and potentially change something, then I think it's really important and kind of that you have a responsibility to do that. So when I started out playing, I wouldn't comment on much of things like that, and I didn't do any gay press or anything because I didn't want it to be how I was labelled. But now I'm a bit older, I'm just kind of like, I feel like it's the right thing to do to talk about a lot of things. And I think specifically as well, coming from Northern Ireland, and I mean, like, mainly what I've spoken out about is like gay rights issues, and I mean, obviously I'm talking about them because it's wrong anyway, and then also because I know a lot of my audience agree with my opinion, and I don't know, I feel like sharing that problem is definitely helping figure it out, so I think it's important to talk about it.
Yeah, because you know, we are in an European wars, but a lot of problems are not equal in all the Europe. I mean, for example, in Italy, gay rights are rubbish. And I think that music can help because can cut the barriers. And
big time, language barriers, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no, you said it. And I think definitely there's, I mean, like, even with, like, the Republic of Ireland, like, what happened where with the marriage vote, and stuff like that, and musicians talking about that, or in general, you know, popular figures talking out against that, is just helping kind of the tolerance levels everywhere else, you know, get better.
Yeah. And I mean, what are your plans for the upcoming year? I think more touring?
Nope.
No
more touring.
Rest.
We've kind of just toured for years. So it'd be very nice not to tour now. I'm just going to go home, hang out with my friends, spend some time with them, because it's been a while. And I guess just for the next year, kind of chill out, really. So that'll be nice for me.
Finally a little rest.
Yeah, finally just hang out and not.
Recharging a bit for new
adventures.
No more
pressure.
Okay, it was so nice talking with you.
You too. Thank you.